Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 Irish summertime. Today is July 18th, and it has been another exciting day here today. I suppose the main headlines are that, well, oil is up over a dollar. It's at 75.10 right now on the West Texas crude. That's up $1.09. Gold has also had a very positive day. It's up $8.10. That's at 673, and it's breaking upwards out of that short-term range that we've seen. At stock markets, the U.S. indices, Wall Street, and the Nasdaq, they're well off the lows. The Nasdaq is currently down just 0.75 of 1 point on the future, and the S&P down 3.7. So that's a long way off the lows. You'll see it on the charts. And I'm afraid that came a little bit too late for some of those European indices because they posted rather significant downward moves today. The FTSE was down 1.38%, that's 92 points, and the DAX down 1.8%, 144 points. Now, while that doesn't look like the end of the world when you look at the longer term charts, what you are starting to see a little bit on the DAX is a sort of a wedging characteristic where the lows are coming up quite nicely, but the tops or the highs are starting to level out, and it is encountering this resistance around the 8,000 level or just above it. And if we get another day like today tomorrow, well, then that will have broken the progression of higher lows, and it could be looking at a bit more serious correction. I suppose, as David talked about, we may see a little bit of contagion coming through into the equity markets from the whole subprime debacle, with the news today of those Bear Stearns funds being worth virtually nothing, and the anticipation that that's not going to be the only one. I think there's another one in Australia. The name escapes me right now. But if that does feed through into the equity markets and we get a bit of a downdraft like we saw in February, then with Bernanke's comments today saying that the inflationary pressures are easing and that the economy is going to grow, inverted commas, a bit next year, he may be preparing the markets for a little bit more easing. And while I think he's probably going to be very reluctant to change the interest rate, he may decide to inject some more liquidity into the markets, and that may be a lifeline to equity markets at this stage. Now, that's a little bit premature to talk about that right now because we haven't had this big downdraft or that short pullback like we saw in February just yet, but it is something that we need to be aware of, and we need to consider the possibility of it occurring. Looking at the Asian markets, they all sold off pretty much in here today. I suppose India was quite strong. It rallied well off the lows, but the Nikkei was down over 1%, just over 200 points. The Hang Seng was down also over 200 points, and the ASX in Australia is been encountering resistance around that 6,400 level for a while now, and it came back from that again today, down 52 points at 63.29 right now. So where we have a number of markets are looking a little bit overextended, and we can say that for Taiwan and for Korea as well. But whereas those ones are just breaking out of very long bear markets, so while they are overextended, they could pull back and then continue to rally once more. There are other markets which have been rallying for over 4 years, and while there is no evidence yet that those uptrends are over, we know that we are in a little bit riskier territory with those indices rather than ones that have only recently broken out of very long consolidations. Now, given the fact that the Dow and the S&P and the Nasdaq have rallied well off their lows today, that may be a bit of a vote of confidence in some of the European and Asian indices tomorrow. The TSX in Canada is up over 1.4%. It's up 201 points. So that's, I'm just pulling that chart up, but that's rather a vote of confidence there. It's been consolidating for the last 3 days and pushed straight up through that 14,500 level, and it's breaking away from that little consolidation that we saw, which pretty much ended at the beginning of the month, with the Canadian dollar also moving towards parity, it does look like that that Canada is a rather appetizing place to have money right now. Looking at the dollar, the euro briefly pushed above 138 today, but gave it up and remains consolidating just beneath that level. It's been hanging around 138 for the last 6 or 7 days, but it doesn't look like that 138 is going to be the high, and I think a lot of people are starting to think about 140. The pound was over 205 today, so these sort of significant numbers starting to feed through in the currency markets. $2 could easily be a floor for the pound right now. It was up 60 points in here today. It's at 205.29 right now. I think there is finally some sort of recognition in the precious metals that the dollar is really quite weak in here, with gold up $8. Actually, it was up $8 on the spot today. Silver was up 27. Palladium up 4.20. That's at 371.95, and platinum was up 1460. That's at 1337. So I think some realization that the dollar weakness could be benefiting these precious metals is starting to feed through into prices, and they are generally relatively cheap in here. The grains also have steadied up a little bit in here. Soybeans up 16 and three quarters. It's at 860, and given the really rather aggressive selling that's had over the last couple of days, that's a little bit more encouraging. But it would really need to put on a little bit more of a convincing performance to really attract the bulls back to that market. And looking at a couple of the other soft commodities, white sugar up 290. That's at 312.70. So it has found support around that 300 level. And Arabica coffee up 190 at 112.50. And that one still is maintaining the progression of rising major reaction lows. And looking at the industrial metals, copper up marginally in here today, nickel up a bit as well, so still searching for a bottom there. Hasn't quite posted that upward dynamic that would signal a little bit of a short covering rally, but hasn't broken that 30,000 level yet. So, but it would really need to do something a little bit more convincing to show us that it's found its way. And lead up 26 here today, so that's at 3,236, by far the strongest of the industrial metals. You'll see that Barclays report that I posted today. It had something interesting to say about zinc. It projected that zinc was going to be the only industrial metal where there would be plenty of supply coming through over the next couple of years. That's something to bear in mind. And looking at the price charts, it remains in a consolidation. And while I think a lot of people, when they look at that weekly chart, may be screaming head and shoulders, I think that's a little bit premature. I think the head and shoulders, are what we refer to as a type 3 top, can go on for quite a while, but it doesn't show any it, nickel at least, sorry, zinc at least doesn't show any evidence that it's going to fall through that 3,000 level, where it has found support over the last 6 or 7 months. With that thought, I would thank you very much for your time. I've added a large number of renminbi crosses in here today, and I think I'm going to add some more crosses tomorrow for the Indian rupee, and I'll add in the rest of those S&P 500 sector indices. We've had some trouble with our uploader over the last couple of days, and I haven't been able to use it myself. I've had to ask our IT people to do it sort of remotely for me, which has been a bit of a trial, but that seems to be sorted right now. So hopefully we'll be back in action at full capacity tomorrow. But thank you very much for your time.